Here's the machine.
So I'll turn on the machine. We're going to turn it into auto.
Actually, there are two of them.
Okay, so the next step right now is we'll do the process of dropping the balls. So we'll drop the first rack.
Three racks release the ping pong balls, and they start to mix around. They're at Selective Service headquarters in Arlington, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. And they're exactly the same machines many states use in their lottery drawings. Selective Service official Vince McClure explains how the ping pong balls would determine who's selected if the U.S. ever reinstates the draft.
One set is a white balls with numbers on it from the numbers 1 through 366.
That set's what's called the precedence number.
And the other machine has blue balls in it with the dates of January 1 through December 31.
And that's for the birthdays. If this was a real draft, 20-year-olds would be the first chosen. So if you're 20 and your birthday draws precedence number 1, that's you. Larry Romo's director of the Selective Service System. He has about 100 full-time employees and a budget of around $23 million. Why keep it going?
Well, we're a very inexpensive insurance policy. In case we had a national emergency, we could not get enough volunteers. We would need to have the draft, so it's essential that we keep the Selective Service System.
Under the law, males must register within 30 days of their 18th birthday. They have until age 26 to register, and if they don't, they could lose out on federal education benefits and they'll never be able to get a federal job. But America hasn't drafted anyone since 1973. And the draft wasn't seriously considered even after 9/11.
I mean, after September 11th, all of the armed forces got more volunteers than they could handle. They turned away volunteers because they were getting more people than they could use.
That's Julie Lynn, California State Director of the Selective Service. She doesn't see another draft happening anytime soon, and jokes that it would basically take an invasion by space aliens to bring it back. That's one reason Congressman Mike Kaufman of Colorado says, get rid of it.
This is a very elite military, so I don't see how, if there were a national emergency, that we could suddenly take all these people in and somehow assimilate them into the United States Army. I don't think that's realistic.
In recent years, Kaufman, who sits on the House Armed Services Committee, has introduced legislation that would put Selective Service in deep freeze. Kaufman himself volunteered for the Army in 1972 and says he saw lots of problems in the draft force.
One thing that was readily apparent to me was that these soldiers seemed to be disproportionately from the working class families of America, and that the elite always seemed to find a way out of military service. And so I felt that the draft was unfair during the war in Vietnam.
Julie Lynn says since the Vietnam War era, the Selective Service has made things more fair. Back then, some people who had the money to go to college and pursue advanced degrees avoided serving with student deferments.
We changed how deferments work. You can't just keep going to school to get out of going into the military.
The draft boards of old have been replaced by what Selective Service calls local boards. Now Selective Service insists that each local board represent the racial and ethnic diversity of its community.
If a certain community is 80% Hispanic, then we want that board to be 80% Hispanic also. So you're really policing your own when someone's asking for an exemption.
Even though there's no draft, there are more than 2,100 local boards across 50 states and 6 territories. Their only job is to do a couple hours of refresher training every year and to wait, in case these machines ever get turned back on for real. I'm John Ismay reporting.